Nikkud. I'm going to be a raya for the din of Zen, din of Zen Choser. So we have two different ways of explaining exactly what the situation was. We have Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that we're discussing the wall that is in between the Makif and the Nikif. And then, therefore, the first Gemara, the first presentation is that if the Makif surrounds the Nikif on three sides, so then he cannot claim that I've accomplished anything at all for the Nikif. However, when Rashi's Pshat, when the Makif purchases the fourth side, the property on the fourth side, and then he puts a wall between himself and the Nikif on the fourth side, so then he can say to him, then the Mishnah says that the Nikif is mechuyev to participate in the payment of the wall. The discussion, the Gemara, and Baba Basra, how much you have to pay. But you have to pay for the entirety of the wall. You may not have to pay for the entirety of this particular wall, for this particular construction. But you have to pay for being bounded on the four sides. And the Gemara says, what's the basis for this obligation to pay? We didn't negotiate. We didn't have a contract. So how can I bring you to Bezin and impose this on you? So our Gemara says, Zenene v'zele choser. Gemara says that's not correct, because in this particular case, the Makif says that, when the Nikif does not want to pay, because he says, I'm not responsible at all for any chaser, for anything at all over here. It's entirely your decision to do the wall. So why am I paying? The Gemara says, our Gemara says, that instead of arguing, this is a proof for Zen Nen Vizeli Chaser, that one is Chayiv. Instead of arguing that we should now conclude that a dor b'chotzer chaveroi should be chayiv to pay, Gemara says in this particular case it's zenen v'zechoser. What's the choser? Ad geram to the akeifa yaseira. What's pshat in the sugya? Says the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it's referring to the wall that's in between the makif and the nikif, and Tosfos says we are referring to the wall that the Makif builds around himself between him and the rest of the Bika. Tosfos argues that that Rashi's Pshat is difficult. It's difficult on two levels. It's difficult because why would you say Garamta Hekefa Yaseira? You were Garam the entire Hekef between us. And additionally, Tosfos says that heiche choshev leizenenev is ein choser. How could you ever say ein choser? What do you mean? The only reason I put the wall there is because you're my neighbor. Right? That's the so that leaves us to try to understand why does Rashi say it refers to the inside wall? All right. Before we understand that, then, so we have to understand what is the basis for the ability for the Makif to impose any obligation of the Nikif whatsoever. We didn't negotiate, we didn't talk about it. So I gave you Hanoah. What was Hanoah that I gave you? So the Rashba points out that the sugya must be talking about a situation where it is not commonplace to have walls between neighbors that provide privacy. It must be a place where the only kinds of walls that you have are to protect you from the wildlife in the neighborhood. Okay? Rashba says, by virtue of the fact of it being in a bika, by being in the middle of some quiet place, you never shamron, where no one's looking at each other's backyards anyways, all very, very spread out. So therefore, it isn't the place where we normally build walls for privacy. Would we normally build walls for privacy? The Rashba says then that's the opening sugya of Bava Basra called Hezek Ri'iya. And if the minhag medina is to build walls, we are all mechuyev to build walls. And therefore this ke'ilu, a written contract. Ke'ilu, once we, when we decide to live close to each other in this area, there's an implicit understanding that we're going to build walls. So whoever builds a wall first can charge the other one. So the Rajbo says that this is not a din of zen nandem zechoser. It could not be a din of zen. This is a din of convention, of contract. It's a contract by virtue of being in the neighborhood. It's the way that many Rishonim learn Pshat and Dinam Chusadina. I'm in the neighborhood. I live here. There's an implicit contract. If I don't want to pay taxes, they should move out. So the Rashbam's Pshat and Dinam Chusadina. So the Rashba says we could not be talking about a place where it is commonplace and understood that you build a wall for privacy. It must be a place where people do not build walls for privacy. So what's the hano that I'm providing? But people build walls that the bears don't come in. They build walls that the fox don't come in. They build walls that the deers don't come in. No. So that's not an obligation that you and I have towards each other. I don't have to build a wall for my neighbor so that the deer don't come to his yard. There's no contract. Everybody builds their own walls. So the Rashba says that I am the Makiv, I'm Reuven, I'm building walls around my property because I want the wall left to stay out. So when I'm on all three sides and I build, and for some reason I decide I'm going to build a wall on three sides. And then in addition, I build another wall between my neighbor and myself, probably for privacy. I want privacy. Doesn't mean it's also their privacy, it just means that I'm mechuyev their privacy. It means that people live that way. They pull their shades down instead of having walls between them. So the Adayim is there. There are many neighborhoods where one is not allowed to put shrubbery or walls up in certain places. In many suburbs, you cannot put white picket fences, even in America, around the front of your property. You can't put, you're allowed to have, maybe in my neighborhood, I never checked. You're allowed to have shrubbery between and fence between your neighbor and yourself in the backyard, but not in the front yard. Because they want a certain look, because they want, they don't want to obstruct sometimes drivers and things like that. So there are, we have restrictions. We also have in many suburbs how close you can build to the neighbor, and if you're upset that the guy is too close, it's your problem. You have to build. You have to put the shades in. So the Gemara says that Reuven apparently did want some privacy from Shimon. Reuven wanted to protect his property from the wildlife and wanted to protect Shimon and himself and give them privacy. So now he builds these walls. But he starts and he's built wall 1, 2, and 3. So now he figures it's time to bring my neighbor to a din Torah, so he'll pay a little bit for the building fund over here. So the neighbor goes into the basin and says, "Kvar adayonim, no one pays for being boarded on three sides. There's no hanover here. The wall left will find their way in. Privacy, there's no obligation for privacy. We don't, that's not the minig over here. In our neighborhood, it's not called hanover. And wildlife. Everybody gets protected from wildlife not coming in. It hasn't on the fourth side. Okay? So therefore, it's just a non-starter. There's no Hanoah. There's Chosr. No Hanoah. No. Fine. Then Reuven, Rashi's Pshat, Reuven then buys the field on the fourth side. You've seen the Rashbam of Ashwin says, no, he didn't buy. He simply boarded up the fourth side. But sticking with Shitas Rashi, he bought the field on the fourth side. And now he puts a wall around the outside of himself to protect him from the wildlife. he then puts up a wall between him and the Nekev. Why is he doing that? L'chayra, for privacy. L'chayra. Now he goes to the Din Torah, and now he says that I have provided him with protection from the wildlife, and I've also given him privacy. Kvader Rabbanim, Zen Nene, right? So the Nikim says, Vizel Lechoser, right? What have you lost? You got privacy, and you got protection. The outer wall protects you. You haven't been chos or anything because of me. The inner wall gives you privacy. That's more than the minig medina. So what am I paying for? So the Gemara says, the Gemara starts by saying, so this is the raya that zen nene vizet loy choser is potter. Right? Where, on which wall is the zen nene vizet loy choser is potter? Which wall?
The inner wall.
Why? Was that? The outer wall for sure. Right? The outer wall for sure.
Because the wall is not because it's not the...
Correct. That's what it seems. What it would seem like. Right? And that's what Tosfos says. Right? Tosfos says, we're only talking about the outer wall. And the Zen then of the Chos is in the outer wall. And then the Gemara reads very nicely, because Zen then I am protected from all life by your wall, v'zeh lo yechoser, because you had to build this wall anyways. So then he says, but my wall is bigger because when I bought the fourth property, I had to buy a piece of property that was on the other side of your property. I had to build a fence around the larger perimeter, so I am paying more because of you. If you wouldn't be there, I would have bought the hole in the donut. I wouldn't have bought on your north side. I would have bought you, but you're there. So now the hano that I receives, the makivase, the hano that I received costs me more. So you're benefiting, and I had to lose. So therefore, you should pay. Zen nene v'zel echos. Zen nene. Again, we thought we were going to say zen nene v'zel echos. So the Gemara says that we can say zen nene v'zel echos. Zen nene v'zel echos. Again, the Gemara says the nikif has to pay. Tosfos, the outer wall protects us from wildlife. So my hana, so I'm giving you hana. So the Gemara says, if I really give you hana, Nikiv has to pay. Good. Raya, zenene v'zeh lechoser. Gemara says, not a raya. Because the makif says, I would have bought your property. I would have had a smaller fence. So in order to provide myself with this hanoah, and to give you hanoah, I ended up paying more. Zeh nene v'zeh choser. So there's a chiddush over here, that choser, until now, what did choser mean? Hador v'chotzer chaveroi. What's the choser? I could have rented it out. Hador v'chotzer chaveroi. Besoda osi lemegar, and people drive by and they see you're parked there, so they see that they're not coming in. Not, it's like a no vacancy sign, right? Or like a broken vacancy sign, because they see that they see 20 children running around. They figure there's no vacancy over here. It's broken. They figure the kids broke the vacancy sign. So that's the chaser. You caused me chaser. Now we're saying, you didn't really cause me chaser. I had to build a larger fence because you were there. So it's a hold on. So the idea of being I'm chaser because of you. You didn't cause me chaser. You didn't do anything. You bought the field. You may have been there before me. but because you're there, I have to pay more. So the Gemara is willing to entertain that that's considered ze nene vize choser. Okay? But it's not a case of ze nene vize loy choser. Ze choser means no loss bechlau. Only ze nene. Rashi, for some reason, said that it's referring to the inner wall. What is the difference between Rashi and Tosis? What when you have to be Magdir, at the end of the day, this is what Rashi says, it's the inner wall. What's the difference between Rashi and Tosis? Go ahead.
Whether the Nizak was causing the loss to the... Whether the Nikaf was causing the loss to the market.
Why do you say that? In the inner wall?
Because the inner wall, the whole purpose of the wall was specifically because of the Nikaf. So the market only put it there as a result of the Nikaf. But for the outer wall, that's like we were just describing.
Okay, so Zev is saying, At Garanti Akefa Yaseira means you caused me an additional wall. I was only going to build an outer wall because of for wildlife. Now that you're there, so I'm building a wall that is for privacy as well. Okay, so now we understand the choser is, you did cause me choser. Now, I can't say you caused me choser because it's not like you moved into my house. I bought the field around you. But the chaser is certainly servicing you. Alright? But what's the other chiddush? What about the zenena? What's the zenena now? Go ahead.
I was going to say, in terms of Noah, it seems that the chaser would be on whether you hold that the minhag.
Correct. So what are you saying? In the situation where the minhag does not demand this hanah, but there is hanah. In other words, a hanah which is not a socially required hanah, is that called zenana? To live in somebody's house, to live, you always pay rent, you're always going to pay for a hotel. So the hanah they've been describing until now is a hanah which is clearly something that's monetized. It's clearly something that society requires and wants. Now, according to Tosfos, the hanah that we're talking about being protected from the wildlife apparently is normal. But now we're discussing specifically a situation many communities have a minhag to have privacy walls. This particular community decided, we're not doing privacy, we're doing bungalow colony style, right? We're doing chevra. Everybody should know what else is going on in his life. We're not doing privacy over here. We want privacy? There's a yeshiv down the road that does privacy. We don't do privacy here. Okay? So, but, I want to have privacy. We're not saying you can't have privacy. We're not, this is not stoim. Right, you can't. If you want, you can do it, but you can't bring your neighbor and say we have to put a wall between us. If you want to do it, you pay for it. So Rashi is saying that our Gemara is pointing out that our Gemara certainly is, and our Gemara doesn't debate this notion that Hano does not have to be Hano, which is socially accepted as something that you charge for, something that you're willing to pay for. As long as it's a normal hanah, by virtue of what other people do, that's going to come under the scrutiny of zenana. The sugi of zenana, of possibly hanah being a machayiv. So Tosva says it's got to be a socially accepted hanah. If you live in a town where you've decided not to insist on walls, you can't call that hanah that you can rechayev for. And our Gemara does not debate this, because our Gemara says that this is a case of the Nikiv has to pay. He has to pay because the Zenene is a Choser. But it is Zenene. So Rashi and Tosfos are arguing, how far do we push the idea of Anah? The Sugya begins with Dor B'Chatzar Chaveroi. But now we're going to push it, and according to Tosfos, the Anah that you're going to be Chayiv for. In the case, the Maskon of the Sugya is, that you will be Chayiv, Zenene, Vizeh Choser, if there's some kind of Choser. Let's take the case of Zenene as a Choser. Right? Zenene is a Choser. So then the Gemara says, you pay the Mei Ano. Right? So, why am I paying the Mei Ano? We discussed either the Zchus Ishtamshus, we discussed the Zchus Bailus. But at the end of the day, I can charge you for Hano if it's a Choser. Correct? What Hano can I charge you for? So we discussed the Mei Omir, the Mei Sa'ar Bezol. Correct? Now Rashi is saying our sugya is pushing it further. Until now we've talked about food. The animal eats. That's a normal hana. And we discussed with Tzchar Dira, normal hana. If it would be a socially demanded hana of privacy, for sure. Our sugya now, Rashi's willing to say the hana that I'm providing, even if we've decided that we don't need to have this hana. That also is a source of handah that can be monetized and can be charged. Can be charged for if there's a choser. So that's the Nukudas HaMachlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. Right? According to Tosfos, there is no makor for a handah which is not a socially required handah. And according to Rashi, no. As long as it's a handah that human beings sometimes I'm interested in having, and I provided that. Gemara says, apparently, I cannot turn around and say, that's not the minhag of Ninovia. Right? According to Rashi, L'chayra, Zen Nenev is a choser is chayiv, a kefi yaseira. Why couldn't the Nikiv say, but that's not the minhag of Dina? So he would have said, we're not going to be mechayiv, you're not going to be kefi to put it up initially. But if, but once one neighbor does put it up, we are going to be koi for you to pay to participate. That's a chiddush. All right. So l'chor, that is one of the issues that comes up between Rashi and Tosfos. Go ahead, Danny.
Go back to the Kibbutz Yisera.
Yeah.
Why is it that when so Reuven will say, Shimon, I mean, if I had inside, then I wouldn't have to fence. I wouldn't have to have such a large perimeter. But Shimon will say, it's not my fault that you came second. Seemingly, it seems that Reuven came second. So Shimon will say, it's not my fault you decided to buy one around me. It's not my fault. Yeah, you're right. You have more now. It's because there's someone living inside your, in the middle. Someone's living in the middle.
Right.
But you came second. Like, you didn't have to live here.
Right.
I don't understand why Shimon wouldn't say that to him. Like, it's your fault that you decided to pick a land where it's around somewhere where you have more perimeter.
Right. So apparently, Atzug Aramtu Kefi Yisera means that I the Mahana, the one who's giving you some benefit, can expect you to pay for the benefit as long as I incurred some extra expense because of you. But Danny said, raising the following question. He says, if I the Makif can insist that that you're paying, let's go back to the Tosfos case, it's easier to understand, easier to wrap our minds around it. In the case, it's the same din. Once we explain Rashi, the way we explain Rashi, so the Rashi and Tosfos for our purpose are not going to meld together. We are going to discuss the different kinds of Anah, but now that we're saying that Rashi's argument with Tosfos is what's considered to be a valid Anah. Now let's go back to the bigger issue. Zen Nenev is a Choser. So we've said until now, maybe it's Hezek, right? A Grum of Inizokin that you're chayu for. Maybe it's the right of ownership to be able to charge you for this chus. Maybe it's chus ishtamshus. Okay, that's the... So now I am not living in your house. New case. I'm building a wall. I'm building a wall around my property. You happen to be a beneficiary of my wall. Right? So Danny's saying, how do I insist that you help, that you pay for this wall? I build it for myself. Right? So Mali, what's the difference whether I build it for myself and you and I protected you? End of story. Potter. Or I built it for myself and I incurred an extra expense because you're there. Either way, I'm chayiv. Either you should be chayiv because I gave you a benefit, or I didn't give you a benefit. The fact that my giving you a benefit caused me greater expense, why should that be a machayiv? And that's what Danny's asking. If a guy moves into my house, so Ellie raised the question yesterday. So yesterday, I simply said the kasha is a good kasha. And if the sugya would find this sugya to be an example of zen nen and vezel chaser chayiv, it would be a gevaldiger proof for the din of a dor b'chatzah chaveri, because b'chalal masayim mode. Right? In other words, I pointed out that the zen nen and vezel chaser chayiv, if that would have been the conclusion of the Gemara. The conclusion of the Gemara is it's a zen nenev zechoser. But lu yitzur would have been a zen nenev zeloy choser. It certainly would have proven our sugya. Because if I'm chayv to pay for a wall that I didn't discuss, I'm certainly chayv to pay when I moved into your house. All right, good. So sugya is a good sugya. So now Dani's saying, but how do we understand the sugya in Baba Basra? If we're talking about a privacy wall in a Medina, that's fine. Then that's the din of Medina or Kaifim. But when the Medina Gamdina is not to have privacy walls. So I build a wall for my protection. So the fact that it protects you as well, Mechetes is Shibichayev. So Danny's asking it in terms of why should Hekefa Yisrael be Machayev in any way. If benefit is Machayev, benefit is Machayev. And the Kasha is a good Kasha. But Lechaira, there's a deeper Kasha. And that is, what is the basis for being Chayev to begin with? In other words, why, when I take you to Beis Din and I say, I gave you a benefit, so you say, thank you very much. We didn't discuss it. I didn't ask for the benefit. Right? Happens all the time, no? You get a stalker request in the mail, and they give you a free Shabbos Hadlokas Saneris magnetic strip for your fridge, which you didn't ask for. And it could be the third one you got. And it could be this for a different neighborhood, right? Right, so you're getting a benefit. No, are you mechuyev to pay for it? I didn't ask for it. So I'm mechuyev to pay for it. Am I mechuyev to send it back? Probably not either. That's part of the deal. They want to guilt you into to pay. It works most of the time. So good. So the system works. Fine. But I'll be din. Am I mechuyev to pay for anything? No, if I get it, I didn't ask for it. I get it. That's a much bigger hundo. So why over here are we saying there's a basis when I move into your rishus and I compromise your privacy, so and I possibly and even though you don't normally rent out, but you can come to me and say you moved in, they got to pay for it. But most people pay for it when they move it. When they most people pay rent. I don't have to discuss paying rent. Everybody pays rent. But over here, if the minhag is we specifically we don't force the we don't force each other to put up walls. So, what's the basis for me being chayv to pay altogether? So, why don't we simply say, but I was mahana you. I gave you hano. So, Danny, why isn't that a good enough answer? But I gave you hano. No? Go ahead.
I have a question.
Okay,
I'd
go
say,
ahead.
I'd say in that case, it seems to be, I don't know, privacy seems like, there we said it's not the minhag, but I think for every single town that you could say it's a minhag for me to require safety. And there, so there you'd be able to say, like, it's a minhag or a town to have a fence around it so that no animals come in and no one comes and seals. So privacy, what you would say, it's not the minhag, but by safety, you'd say, what are you talking about? Like, that's a normal...
So according to Tosfos, they were talking about the outer wall. So there, you're okay with that?
There, with him being behind him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the mental problem is why he responded to give you a Sarah. But besides for that issue, in terms of being behind him, I could see why there'd be a behind on the outer wall, because it seems to be that's a normal thing to have protection from the outside.
You wouldn't be okay with that because of his agreeacy.
Was that?
You wouldn't be okay with Tosu because of his agreeacy.
Because of
Hezekiah. Yeah.
But Tosu is referring to the other Hezek. Yesh Meforshim. This is Rashbam of Basra. Shemakif hazeh leigoda beinoy lecharei kolal ela gedorim chitzayinim. We talk about the outer wall. Shegoda beinoy levin harabim. V'loy mishum hezek re'iya el mishum shein v'regel derabim. Vash osi shaper. Might the carver lehosim begin the revise and then of the choser. Shere oisim gedorim lehmachmas and nikifu oisim. El mishum hezek rabim. Ula oilam kishim ekifa besoda me'abru v'chaysav. V'hainu den nami de omar ad garam tali akefi yaseira. Ki lule shesoda shem v'emtsa. Lehoyu sedaysav shirubin amakif rechobim kolkach. Shalayhena oisai kalal. Oishema lamocha makif biatsmai. Machrichoi ligdor imoi beinoi levenoi beemtsa. Vinimsa shemafsid hagdor machitsoinim. Here also we have to say, just pointing out a ha'or over here, that it has to be a case where there is no requirement to have inner walls, because otherwise the outer walls don't really give the inner guy any benefit. So it has to be talking about a case where there's no concern for privacy. Then the Rashba says, Vika lemeidak, but it has still have a kasha. What's my kasha? At the end of the day, we're talking about a case, she'ein darkun ligdor. Loma mechayven oisoi, v'chim ipnei she'kodam ze v'godar mechayven es chayveru l'shalim loy. Taisva says, let's look at the outer wall now. Bottom line, the outer wall. Is the minhag hamdina to have the outer wall or not? If the minhag hamdina have the outer wall, I don't mean a minhag in terms of township laws. What's normal over here? If it's normal, people have outer walls, everybody has a wall, so then why is there even a question if they have to pay for it or not? It's not you're not paying for it, no. You're paying because I did you a favor of putting up the outer wall. And if the common minhag of you is not even to have an outer wall, so how can they charge you? You're saying, is this really a good example of Zen Nen Nevzai Choser. Over here, isn't it, shouldn't it all be based on what is the Minhag HaMedina? In other words, Taisa is saying is, if you can accept that Minhag HaMedina with respect to privacy is the driver, so Minhag HaMedina with respect to safety is also the driver. What is the norm? Do normal people have walls around the asset for safety? If that's the case, so you are going to build it anyways. So then, you can ask the way Donnie asked it, why does Hekefa Yisera make a difference? Why should it make a difference whether I was going to build it anyways? You see from the privacy halacha that if it's normal to have walls for privacy, we have to pay for that. We don't say, I was going to build it anyways. So if building in anyways is not a reason not to pay, so it means that if it's normal to have walls, then you have to pay. And if it's not normal to have walls, don't have to pay. So lama mechayven oisay v'chi b'neisha kodam zevek gondam mechayven es chaver l'shalem loy. If the whole reason is because you got there first, I can be mechayven to pay. So then the Tosfos is saying, this is the Baba Basra de Gakasha, but because of this, he helps us understand the sugya. Tosfos says, if I can force you to pay for a wall that you don't necessarily need or want, so who needs the beginning of Bava Basra that says it all depends on Minhag HaMedina? Because it doesn't depend on Minhag HaMedina. According to Rashi, it's a good value of cash. Rashi says, if it's a normal HaMedina, I can force you to pay for it. So that's not the Sugya says, you only have to pay for Minhag HaMedina. And if it's Minhag HaMedina, you have to pay for it. So this is not a case of Zen as a Chaser. This is all a case of implicit contract from beginning to end. That's the Rashbo's kasha. So it's Zen Nen Chosa should really be, what are the implicit contracts? I move into your house. What do we know? Do we pay? Don't we pay? Tiritz Ramban, the Nafka Minashim Omar and Nekev Umicho Memakev. So Rabban says, and this is what Rav Chaim points out, that there is an underlying sugya that has to be, that's the basis for our discussion now. The underlying sugya is that Yoyred L'Seich Sadech Haveroi, if I go into your field, and your field normally gets planted, your grass normally gets mowed, your trees normally get pruned, your house normally gets painted, and I volunteer, and I show up one morning when you're not around and I paint your house, I can send you a bill and you're chayv to pay. You may not be chayv to pay what I charge, you may have to pay for my expenses, may have to pay the cheapest possible paint job that's out there. You may be able to sue me for doing a bad job, but there's a din Torah. You do have to come to court. In any of these cases, I shovel your driveway after a snowstorm, mechuyev to pay. You can go to court and say I have a contract with somebody else. And maybe in that case, he wouldn't have to pay. But you couldn't go to court and say, I was going to shovel myself. The din of Yoyred L'Soich Soda Chaveri Shel Loi Brishus. The only way that you can get out of being obligated to pay is if you make a macha. If you stop me. If you put a sign up and saying, I have a contract with somebody, do not shovel. I will not pay for shoveling. I will not pay if you wash my car. Again, it has to be a situation where these are all normal things to do and everybody does them. So Tosfos, the Rashba says again, what's the Rashba holding here? The Rashba says that the Sugya in Baba Basra says, if the Minhag HaMdina says that we put up walls, you're mechuyev to pay for walls. The Minhag HaMdina does not require walls, you're not mechuyev to put up walls. Good. So now our Gemara says, but if I gave you Hana, then you have to pay for the wall. So Tosfos, the Rashba says, but that's against the Sugya. And not only is it against the Sugya, it undermines the whole Sugya. Because it's not dependent on Minhag, it's dependent on Hana. So the Rashba says, Hanachanami. There are two parallel Sugyas. One Sugya is the contracts that are imposed by the township. One is, what is the haskama, the heskin that people have made? What is the deal that we made amongst ourselves? That's one din. There's another din. So now we're talking about a situation where there is no haskama between the two of us. But there is another din, that if I provide you with something that I know that everybody wants to have, you mowed my lawn, I have to pay. I provided you with a service. Now the Rashba says, so now what's the chiluk between Yoyred and Minhag? Difference is Machor. If there's a Minhag, I have nothing to say Bechlal. There's a Minhag, I moved in, I have to keep all the Minhag. But if there's no Minhag, if you provide me with a normal service, if it's not a normal service, potter, normal service, chayev, unless I make a macha. That's the din. Right? So, there's this global din of yoyrid l'sof sodach haveroi, putting up a fence, is one possible one prat in that din. Once the Rashba says that, and I said, now again, so what's our sugi? According to Tosfos, according to Rashba's pshat, Rashba says, again, now we're learning our sugi in Bava Kama. And our sugi in Bava Kama, if you have the benefit of not knowing the sugi in Bava Basra, and you don't know there's a sugi about Minhag Medina, so then you come to our sugya with a carte blanche and you say, what? Not a carte blanche. You come with a, what's the correct phrase? A blank mind? What's the, a tabla? What's that? That's what it is? Okay, so you come to the sugya not with any background, right? So you don't know there's a sugya in Bava Basra Minhag. So then you're wondering, what is the chiyuv? Why am I paying for a fence I didn't ask for? And why should Hakefi Yisrael be Mechayiv? Either should be Chayiv, should be Potter. If you have the benefit of learning the Sugya of Abbas, you have a bigger kasha. It's all based in Minhag Medina. It's all said already. So Rashba says, no, we must be, this Sugya, this Mishnah base, this second Mishnah, is not talking about the same situation as the first Mishnah. It's talking about for Karet. Okay, so there is no Minhag. There is no Minhag. So then there's another, then putting up fences between neighbors comes under an entirely different sugya. Yoyrid l'soyach sodach avera. Yoyrid l'soyach sodach avera means that I have the ability to impose upon you an obligation to pay me. It's a great source that takes care of the unemployment problem. Right? There are a lot of ideas in halach like that. I can earn a living. Right? Now, I will not be able to be a public nuisance because I do it too often. So then people will start making machois, and they make a machois, and I can't get paid anymore. They'll send me letters. They'll put up a sign and say, every Nuger, please stop mowing my lawn. It's maybe the second time this week. So they can make a machois, right? But until they make a machois, so then I can be machai them to pay. I can feed my family, right? So now our sugya reads the following: there is a din of yerlus hasadach haveroi, and that's very, very similar to the din of beisoi osi lemegar boy. Right? Now they're very similar. I'm moving into your house, but I need to pay rent. it's the service that everybody has to pay for. I'm putting up a fence. It's a service. Everybody wants fences. If you don't want a fence, put up a note. I'm building it. It takes me time to build the fence. So you have time to be moicha. You're not moicha. So then, now, you become chayiv to pay for me. Pay, right? So now Gemara says, isn't this sugya araya for zenene v'zeloi choser? Why is that? I'm not putting up a fence for you right now. I'm putting up a fence for me. Right? But lu yitzuyer, I put up a fence for you, you'd be chayav to pay. Now I'm putting up a fence for me. I'm not asking you to pay for the whole fence. But I did provide you with a hanah. What's the best right value in hanah? Because if I'd put up a fence around your field, you'd have to pay something. So then I provided you with hanah. If somebody would come and put up a fence around your field, you'd say you didn't do me any favor at all. I'm not paying a cent for this. Because Reuben has a fence all around his field. There's no fox coming anyways. So I gave you a tremendous hanah right now. Because I provided something for you that could have been even imposed upon you. But I did it for myself. All right? I'm the guy who moved into your house and saved. Didn't cost you a cent, but I had tremendous hanah. I can monetize the hanah. So the Gemara says that Zenen Ebzei Choser is Chayiv. Gemara says you can't bring a Raya. Why? Because the Kefa Yisera. What's a Kefa Yisera? It's a Zenen Ebzei Choser. Because when you built the wall entirely for yourself, you had to build a larger wall. Right? So now, that's the reason why I'm chayiv. But now, why am I chayiv to pay? Because of zen nene v'zol choser, or because of yer v'zeh sod ha-chaveira? Once the Gemara says, I put up a wall around myself, not between the two of us. Near the Lecharet Tzerach Beir Iker Reis HaGemara. Chaim writes, we have to explain, how is that Gemara comparing? The whole mokum to zen nene the chosam mikomak ma no haisa midaita. Hacha shu mahana isay bal karcha heich ne chai bal hana. Take a step back. Reb Chaim says, what's the base of comparison to two sugyas? Eli asked it yesterday. In the classic case of zen nene the chosam, I move into your house. I elect to get hana. In the case of makif and nikif, you impose that hana on me. I answered yesterday. I thought a very good answer. If you're chayiv when hanah is imposed upon you, certainly you're chayiv when you elect. Right? I still think it's a good answer, but it doesn't. It only is an answer to the question of how our sugya helps the sugya. How makif and nikif helps the sugya of dor b'chosach haver. But be'ikar adover, can't we say Hador v'chotzech haveroi could be chayiv because I elected to get hanah? Where's the chayiv coming from in makiv and nikiv? Mikol mokim hanah osheiv midatev hocha shumahana oisoy bal korcha heich nechayiv al hanah. Omnom, says Rav Chaim, kevon the kosev Ramban. But once you see the Ramban, davik yasonu suyilita, The umdinan daita de nechalei. Okay, next step. Why is it that yoyrin l'soich sodach haveris chayv to pay? Where did it come from? That I can mow your lawn and bring you to Beis Din. Umdinan daita. The basis of that is because Chazal say, this is what you want. We make it umdin das that you are willing to pay for this. Make it umdin das that we know that you hire people to mow your lawns. The whole neighborhood hires landscapers. The whole neighborhood gets people to shovel for it. So we have an umdin das that you are willing to pay for it. So what's that? What does that mean? Umdin das, so what? Now how do we connect the dots? Umdin das, the nechli, therefore what? Go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How do we have umdin that it's nechli if it's not the minhag
ha-makom? It's not the minhag ha-makom that I can force you to build a fence. Right? But there still is.
If it's so needful,
I wouldn't
everyone just do it?
So, yeah, the minhag ha-makom is that it's not a township law, it's not a township rule. Again, the minhag over here, I don't think means is it common custom. Minhag over here is what's mandated. The minhag of Basra, the question of minhag of having those walls is what's mandated. It's not a question of what's common. So over here we're saying that in this town we don't mandate, but it still is a common enough hana that we can be mechayev. All right. How do we understand the din of Yerulisach Sarah Haveroi? What's the basis for the Chiyuv? The base of the Chiyuv is that Chazal understood, you really want this, and you're willing to pay for it, and therefore, you should pay for it. Amdina Daite, that I have a schus over here. Amdina Daite, it is not different than being Mizaka Odom, Zochin La Odom Shaloi Vifonov. I can give you a schus and you're not there. I can be Makna something to you. I can make you a baal over something. According to many rabbonim, I can sell your chametz erev Pesach, and it's a binding sale without even discussing it with you. Because zach lo shalafanov, we have a rule. I can be mizak, I can do something good for you. It's unquestionably good for you. So halacha is, I can be makne, I can be machayv you things. As long as it's chus. Gerus for a child. It doesn't any das. Zach and Lomshalafanov. They have a klal and halacha that I can impose, and the child becomes a Jew, is Jewish. He has to be Meichet and not be Jewish. So over here, Chazal is saying that if people normally harvest their fruit, the fruit is there, they want it harvested. Zochin la odem shaloi b'fanav, and he has to pay for it.
Is that chavin?
Who's what?
Is that chavin?
Why?
He has to pay for it. That is chus, he has to pay for
it. And it has to be taking it all into account. And achanav, it has to be as chus that I'm willing to pay for.
How is it as chus if you're paying for it? It's equal.
Because I still want my fruit harvested so that I can. Everybody pays for the fruit to get harvested, and then that becomes part of the price when I sell it in the market. That becomes part of the price when I buy fruit and Shoprite.
No,
it's to mean that it's a good thing for me. Doesn't mean that I have to get ahead of the system. No. So it says the Ramban, the Chaim explains, the basis for Yoyrit the Sefsana Chaveroi is Amdina and Daitid in Echale. So therefore Chaim says, since that's the basis for the din of Yoyrit, so that is presuming that this is ki'ilu, it's midaita. How can we compare the sugya of nichnas dor b'chotze chaveiroi to the sugya of makiv? Dor b'chotze chaveiroi is I voluntarily moved in. Dor b'chotze chaveiroi is I imposed it upon you. Says Rav Chaim, but if you understand the oimek ha'inyan of yoyre l'sefsana chaveiroi, that's all based on that this is ki'ilu, you voluntarily asked for it. It is the same din. Because other than that, I have no basis for which to charge. So again, how do we understand the sugya? Makif and nikif, in its context, seems to be a din of imposing convention, imposing minig, Medina. Says the Rashba, could not be that. Because that wouldn't be, you could not learn the Masechta Bava Kama that way. Says the Rashba, it would be very hard to explain why there's even a question about the outer wall. Either it's a convention that I can impose or can't impose. Elamai, it must be a situation where there is no convention. There is no mandated minhag. If that's the case, says the Rashba, what is the basis for me being mechayv anything at all? It's not a hano that you, using Rav Chaim's Lashon, it's not a hano that you voluntarily signed up for. So how can I turn around and say pay for something? Explains the Rashba, there's a din in Shas. Now Rav Chaim says, it's fine, I understand the sugya of Yorid L'Sorech Sodech HaVeiroi, but I don't get how this can compare, how this can be a raya to the din of Zen Nen of the Choser for a carrot. It's two separate sugyas b'chlal. One is a din of I'm providing for you something that you normally hire somebody for. The other is I'm moving into your apartment. It's still one's voluntary, one's imposed upon. Says Rav Chaim, no, you don't understand. The whole sugya of Yoyrid L'Sesorech HaMeri is based on us saying it's ke'ilu you asked for it. It's ke'ilu you wanted it. We know you wanted it. Otherwise, I couldn't impose I could not ask you to pay for something. You didn't. There's no contract. So the basis of Yoyrid L'Sesorech HaMeri is only that Chazal saying it's ke'ilu there was a request. Ke'ilu there was a contract. Zochin la'odam shaloi b'fonav means if it's a schus, I can impose a schus on you. So since halacha says, Chazal say, I can impose a schus, you can take me to Beijing and say, it wasn't a schus that you can do. You can take me to Beijing and I would have done a different kind of schus. There's a lot to talk about. But be yisoid adover, if I provide you with a schus, then you have to pay for it. Now, what's the basis for that? Umdin das, that it's ki'ilu you asked for it. It's ki'ilu you hired me. It's ki'ilu, it's like you moved into my apartment. So the basis for the chiyuv of putting the wall is the same as the basis of the chiyuv of me moving into your apartment. It's ki'ilu, Chazal is saying it's ki'ilu you asked for it. So now the two sugyas are entirely comparable. Am I mechuyev to pay for moving into your apartment? Am I mechuyev to pay if I forced you to be a landlord? I got hana, and I forced you to be a hotel keeper. I forced you to provide this hana. So am I mechuyev to pay when when I imposed upon you that I was going to provide the service of mowing your lawn? So Gemara says that all comes down to Zenene. So if it's Zenene, if it's a chosen, yeah, everybody's happy today. Zenene is a chosen. Umden das, that people are going to pay for schar dira. They're going to pay the hotel bill at the end of the day. So over here, Zen Nenev is a choser. I put up a fence for you, and by providing, I put up a fence for myself, but it provided you with a hanah. You had to put up a fence yourself. I saved you from putting up the fence. It cost me to put up the fence. All right? Basis to, then you should have to pay for it. What about Zen Nenev is a loy choser? I do something that I voluntarily go into a situation where I normally have to pay, cost you nothing. Over here, I provide you with a service, but it cost me nothing. The nikif got a hanah. No one has to pay for that hanah. The guy who moved in, no one has to pay for his schar dira. The guy who moved in didn't cost the landlord anything. Over here, it didn't cost me anything because I had to build a fence around myself anyways. In this case, it cost because I gave you a seir. So the Gemara says the two are very comparable. That's what Reb Chaim points out. Avul hapshita, demonu ledun l'chaim v'l mashe chosroi, hare l'shach ledun b'zeh din chosroi v'mazik. Kevan du l'chosroi v'umma. Rak del hano, the ikur mash is a kibel hano. But zemrinon, kevan dem dinan daite, de nechele havi kinene mi daitoi. It's as if he asked for it. As if he voluntarily asked for hano. Elam dem zen nene lechoser chayev, shaper chayev gamacha. Mitam nene. Vizu echochas agmara, umayushu shitas rashi, Deloy Shaykh Loimar Shahu Khosir Bishvila came in Chuli Khosriklam. Alright? So now we look at the Rashbah carefully, so Reb Chaim points out how the two sugyas are very, very much in sync with each other. But at this point we're still holding that we don't have a raya for Zen Nene Vizeloy Khosir. Right? We have expanded. Okay, so we're holding the sugya. Holding the sugya is, we're going to pick up on Sunday with Hashem. Rami Bar Chama, he's finished the sugya. Right? He's ready for Ishim Shem Chitza. He's finished the sugya ready. Because he says, Mashalom Mashanenis. Right? Rava says, this Mashalom Mashanenis is not a good raya. Why? Because Zechoset. Rabbi Muhammad says he was mafkin the payers which is a rabbim. Rabbi says it wasn't mafkin. Alright. So Rabbi says, Raya from here. Rajbah Rabchaim. Gemara says not a perfect Raya. Ad Giram the Kefi Yisera. What do we come out of the Sugya? We've now expanded the note. When we finish the Sugya of Zenenet Zechoset, we've expanded notion of Hanno, which the Rabbi Muhammad may not have. Even Hanna, which is Shaloi Kiminegim Dina, and we have an expanded notion of Choser, Hakefi Yisera, which Rabbi Muhammad may not have. Alright? And we've expanded the possible reasons for Zen Nen and Choser to be, we said it now, it could be Zuchus Ashtamshus, it could be Zuchus Bailas, it could be now the Din of Yerba Lusar Sanachavere, Umdun Das of Chazal. Okay, good. Now it's on to Bais Veliyah.